I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Why you're yelling again? Why are you yelling?
I know,
again?
I gotta stop. This Saturday, I'm gonna try to sit down.
Is it because you're an MC? Because you're a rapper?
Might be. Yeah, it might be. I'm hype.
You're hype.
Yeah.
You're hype. All right. Let's see. Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Greg.
We're going to see if you're smarter than the next two Captain Bandwagons. Who are they, Stiz Grimy?
No, Greg, we got one more question from the Lynn girls.
From
actually.
The Lynn girls?
Yes, one more.
All right, let's find out here from Brian if he is smarter. Brian, who assisted Bobby Orr on his famous goal that...
Derek Sanderson.
Oh, my Lord. Hardo. I didn't even get to the multiple choice.
Yeah. Like you need to.
Derek Sanderson, Turk. Oh, all right. Let's find out if you were smarter than the Lynn girls, the Captain Bandwagons.
Who assisted on Bobby Orr's famous goal that claimed the cup for the Bruins in 1970?
Okay, I know about this.
And that was against the Blues also.
All right.
Was it A, Derek Sanderson, B, Ray Bourque, or C, John Dooley?
C, John Dooley.
John Dooley.
John Dooley.
Yeah. Well, the first one they have got wrong. I'm sorry. It was not John Dooley.
Ray Bourque.
It was Derek Sanderson, actually. Okay, Derek Sanderson.
Wow, duels.
Nice feed, duels.
Oh, Captain Bandwagon Central over there. Oh, all right, nice work by Brian, though. All right, Brian is qualified for the tickets for tonight. Hello, Jason.
What's going on, guys?
How are you, Jason? Where are you from?
I'm from Belmont.
All right. What do you think tonight?
Hopefully the Bees. I mean, it's game 7, so who knows?
I know. Anybody's game. All right, who are the next Captain Bandwagon, Stan?
So, Greg, next we talked to three guys from Taunton who were rowdy, definitely had a few drinks in them.
Okay.
And we can meet them real quick if you'd like.
Okay.
Stiz Grimy with the Hillman Morning Show. I am here with
Jerry, Taunton, Mass.
Taunton.
Bill, Wild Bill from Taunton, Mass.
Hoorah! Brian from Taunton.
Oh, the Taunton boys is in the house. How's the girls in Taunton? How's the...
Oh, they suck. You're going to get closer to Raynham.
They're better than the Fall River girls.
Go Bees!
little South Coast wisdom.
There. Oh, yeah. And
nice.
And some shaming. Right?
All right, Jason. What year was the Bruins franchise founded? Was it A, 1943, B, back when LB played in 1899, or C, 1924?
C.
1924. Let's find out if you are smarter than Captain Bandwagon.
What year was the Boston Bruins founded? Was it A, 1943, B, 1899, or C, 1924?
1924.
We're going C. You guys are off to a good start, and it's one. You guys got one for one.
Well, there's three of them. I mean, you don't see three people playing together on Jeopardy.
Right.
I mean, it's a little bit unfair.
Yeah, there was no way. So many people were together, there was no way. I tried to only get one person, and their friends would just be like, "No, it's me, it's me." So I just stopped trying.
They don't drink beers on Jeopardy either.
Fair point, Sue.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Joe is up next. Hello, Joe.
Hi.
How are you, Joe?
I'm doing great, Greg. How are you guys?
Where are you from?
I'm originally a Beverly kid, and I want to thank you for the cornhole tournament.
Oh.
Had a great, great time up there, and I was fortunate, won one of the sets of cornhole boards.
Oh,
nice.
Excellent.
Awesome.
All right. Yeah, no, it was a great, I mean.
It was a great time.
It's a
and
great.
And I was there last night, Stizzy.
Oh, you were there at the show. Did you enjoy the show?
Yeah, it was awesome.
All right. Shout out
to Wingersheek. Great beach.
LB's non sequitur of the day, folks.
Was that not Beverly?
No.
Not even a little.
What's a great beach
in Beverly? They have an incredible... What?
Say again?
What's the big beach up there?
You got Dane Street, Lynch Park.
Nah, that's not the place where I used to go.
Okay, good.
All right.
Ask Danielle. She'll know.
Set my alarm for 8:12.
All right, Joe.
Serious.
Yes. What?
I gotta get my own show. I'm gonna do overnight. So
God, let it happen.
You need someone to actually be here, though, bud.
Do we have an overnight?
Please.
Yeah, it's called Mike Brandt 40.
Yes,
yeah.
Please let it.
I can't steal Brandt's show.
You're gonna pull audio for Hillman?
Oh, how funny would that be?
What Boston Bruin received the first lifetime suspension? Was it A, Andy Brickley, B, William Kutu, or C, Lyndon Byers?
I'm going to go with B.
William Kutu. All right.
Yes.
Let's see if you're smarter than Captain Bandwagon.
What Boston Bruin received the first lifelong suspension? Was it A, John Dooley, B, William Kutu, or C, Lyndon Byers?
William Kutu, B.
I'll go with you, Bill.
You're right, it was William Kutu.
All right, Bill, good job.
There we go.
I love LB.
Thanks, bro.
So,
the Kutu guy, what was that? What was that for? This is something I've never even known about.
I believe it was the Stanley Cup playoffs in 1927, and they lost, and he attacked another player after the loss.
It was actually a ref.
It was a ref.
He brutally beat a ref. Yeah.
Understandable, though.
Yeah, lifetime.
understandable. Absolutely. All right. Let's see. Up next, it is Michelle. Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Where are you from, Michelle?
I am from Nashua.
All right. Who do we have next, Stan?
Greg, next we bumped into some girls from Everett, Mass.
Oh,
Everett, Massachusetts.
Everett girls. All right, well, let's meet them. Let's meet them.
Stiz Grimey with the Hillman Morning Show. I am here with two lovely ladies. What's your name?
Anne from Everett.
Janet from Everett.
Hey, I'm from Chelsea.
Yeah! Yeah!
From Chelsea. Okay. Are you guys Bruins fans for real?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, yeah. I was coordinated. There from them.
And I will just say, people asking why I'm yelling, you got to remember, it is loud AF.
No, that's not the reason.
It was.
No, it's you guys.
It was not loud AF in here on Saturday.
When you did your show from 6 to 10 Saturday morning, you were yelling also. You're a yeller.
You're like Gilbert, a young Gilbert Godfrey.
Yeah, Gilbert Godfrey. Yeah.
You're like Samuel L. Jackson.
Right.
I would say yelling. That should be your on-air name, Old Yeller. Yeller or whatever it is.
Oh, that's good.
All right, Michelle.
Yes.
What Boston Bruin is known as the Chief? Was it A, Johnny Busick, B, Stan Jonathan, or C, Johnny Egan?
A.
A?
Yes.
All right, let's see if you're smarter than Captain Bandwagon.
What Boston Bruin was known as the Chief? Was it A, Johnny Busick, B, Stan Jonathan, or C, Johnny Egan?
Busick.
Huh?
Busick.
100% right, Johnny Busick.
Busick.
Nice. Busick.
It was Busick. I made love to him once.
I made love to Johnny Busick one time.
All right, this is Jenna. Hello, Jenna.
Hi.
How are you, Jenna?
I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. Where are you from?
I'm from North Brookfield.
North Brookfield.
Love it out there.
Yeah, right. Out in the boonies.
Western Mass.
Who's the Captain Bandwagon that Jenna gets a question to try to beat?
We have one more from the Everett girls.
From the Everett girls. All right, Jenna, your question is, hold on a minute here. Which Bruins star was the first to score 1,500 points? Was it A, Johnny Busick, B, Ray Bourque, or C, Mark Moroso? For those who don't know, Mark is an assistant producer on our program. What's your answer, Jenna?
I'm going to go with A.
A. All right, A, let's see if you're smarter than a Bruins fan.
Which Bruins star was the first to score 1,500 points? Was it A, Johnny Busick? Was it B, Ray Bourque? Or was it C, Mark Moroso?
Ray Bourque.
You got it. You are right. Yes, it is Ray Bourque.
Pretty amazing that it was Raymond Bourque as a defenseman. Pretty, but he was here for a long, long time.
Yeah, I was going to say, not really. Yes, well, here. Chief played 22 years. So.
Yeah, yeah. This is Matt. Hello, Matt.
How you doing, guys?
How you doing, Matt?
I'm good.
All right, your chance to win tickets for tonight. By the way, a texter says that Spiz's name should actually be Lowell Yeller.
Lowell
Yeller.
Got to do.
You know you can eat for free at a lot of restaurants tonight because your name is Stanley. I don't know if you knew.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of restaurants are letting people. Danielle.
You see how he just cheaped out though.
What do you think?
Well, I still got a tip.
What do you think?
If we could go at like 5, 4:35 o'clock.
We could work that out. I mean, I got an Uber for a little while, but after that.
Yeah, can make that tip money.
Yeah, make that tip money. Wait, can I have 2 drinks and an appetizer?
Whoa, let's not get crazy.
All right.
Did you say you're going to play Just the Tip with Danielle for dinner tonight? All right.
I'm close enough to kick you in the leg, right?
Who we got this time?
Greg, next we bumped into a kid named Alex. I asked Alex, I said, hey, are you a Bruins fan? He immediately just whipped off his shirt and had a giant Bruins B tatted on his chest.
Of course he did.
So I said,
he's a savage. All right, let's meet him.
It's Stiz Grimey, the Hillman Morning Show. We're trying to get someone Game 7 tickets. I am here with who?
Alex from Lynn.
How many drinks have you had, Alex?
About 6.5.
Are you going to have any more?
About 3.5.
What about any marijuana?
A lot.
I got some trivia for you. How big of a Boston Bruins fan are you?
I have it tattooed on my chest, so a pretty big fan.
I'm going to take a picture of this tattoo. He is not lying. He does. Okay, are we going to take home the cup tomorrow night or what?
I really, really hope so.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
What's the score going to be?
4-1.
Here's somebody who says, what if you turn down Stiz's mic just a little? We can't do that. We can't do that.
Unfortunately.
All right, Matt, your question is, the Boston Bruins were the first NHL team to break the color barrier by skating a black player. What was his name? Was it A, Andre Young, B, Willie O'Ree, or C, Bill Cosby?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the choices?
A, Andre Young, B, Willie O'Ree, or C, Bill Cosby?
B, Willie O'Ree.
All right, let's see if you're smarter than a captain bandwagon.
The Boston Bruins were the first NHL team to break the color barrier by skating a black player. What was his name? A, Andre Young, B, Willie O'Ree, or C, Bill Cosby?
Bill Willie O'Ree, my final answer.
Willie O'Ree is right.
Is it an issue if none of these captain bandwagons have gotten a question wrong since we started the contest? Huh.
Some of them did.
Spazzy is rolling over in his non-grave right now. You're getting a phone call later.
He's going to get a phone call from Spaz on the street audio.
Yeah.
All right, let's, and then finally, I guess, am I correct that you were able to ask?
Well,
we
had one more from Drunk Alex, I believe.
This bit is going 47 minutes long, so if I could direct my show,
yes,
I'd appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely.
You were able to talk to Gavin Rossdale,
yes,
is that
Gavin
correct?
Yes, Gavin Rossdale, we got to talk to him. We stopped by the studio yesterday with Mistress Carrie. We thought we'd get him involved, and so we asked Gavin Rossdale some questions about the
Okay, do we have an intro from him?
Yes,
or?
We do.
Okay, all right.
All right, it is Stiz Grimey with the Hillman Morning Show. I am here with the legendary, with the iconic frontman of Bush, Gavin Rossdale. Gavin, what's up, man?
Hey, how are you?
I'm very well. You're in town. I heard about the Bruins. We're doing pretty good.
It's unbelievable. I'm so happy for you guys.
Okay, so I got some questions here, some Bruins trivia. I know you're not from America, but I think you can get a few of these right.
Okay, I'll try.
All right. Let's
what a
get,
good sport, Gavin.
Well, he had no choice. He was trapped there.
Who is this little man?
What is happening here?
Larry.
Yes.
Larry, where are you from?
Dudley.
All right. Which question should I ask for Gavin? It's this.
Tomato, tomato, Greg. I guess the first one.
Okay.
Go with the last one. I like number 10.
Very last question?
Yeah.
Okay. The very last question. Before the Boston...
Last question. All right.
Yeah. Larry, before the Boston Bruins played in the Boston Garden, they played at which local college's facility? Was it A, Boston College, B, Connecticut School of Broadcasting, they have a great rink, or C, Northeastern?
I am going to say Boston College.
You're going to say Boston College, okay? Let's see if you are smarter than Captain Bandwagon.
Before the Boston Bruins played in the Garden, they played at which local college facilities? Was it A, Boston College, B, the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, or C, Northeastern University?
I'm going between Boston and Northeastern, so I got rid of the one in the middle, and Boston was the Northeastern.
You did great. You did great. You really did. Thank you so much, Gavin, and look forward to your show tonight. I'll be in the audience.
Great. Thank you. And I look forward to the Bruins bringing it home tomorrow night.
That's right. You heard it here first.
Oh, you heard it here first. I'm sure Gavin was delighted to know you were going to be in the audience.
Yeah. I was waiting for him to say, sure, you can come backstage, mate.
Of course you were. He didn't say that. No, he didn't say that.
In fact, he said, make sure he doesn't come backstage.
That's right.
Thank you.
I just learned something. I always thought it was Harvard.
That they played at Harvard?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know that. I thought they always played at the Garden. I mean, I knew the Patriots played at BU.
Yeah.
And I believe the Patriots also played at Fenway for a period of time.
Was it the Patriots?
Okay. I believe, but yes. So, all right. That is Audio Lassie and his audio from last night. It is 8:17, and it's time for this.
And now it's your turn to talk. As the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
In the David Ortiz shooting, the suspect could be any one of 55 possible suspects from the Yankee pitching staff.
On WAAF.
All right. Today's Hill Mail voicemail messages are brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Reach out to them today and find out about their Beat the Heat summer program. You're going to save 10% off a brand new metal roof. EastCoastMetalRoofing.com is where you go. That's EastCoastMetalRoofing.com. And now, for you, the various Hillmill voicemail messages that you have left for us over the previous 24 hours.
Tuesday, 7:09 a.m.
Danielle, you admitted it this morning that you fight with your boyfriend for no apparent reason just because you want or have to be right. And the worst part is you're wrong. So you're fighting with them when you're wrong.
End of message.
I never said that, and I'll fight with you, reverse title fight, Mike, when I see you at the Bocchini broadcast.
Well, I mean...
Listen, I never ask a question to which I don't know the answer already.
Yeah.
So when it comes to relationship situations,
yeah.
If I ask you a question, you better damn well be prepared with the correct answer.
Oh, or what happens?
I already know what it is.
Well, I mean, what happens?
That
I mean,
sounds like a great relationship.
Do you get violent or like what happens?
No, I just file it away.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Tuesday, 8:24 a.m.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
It's LB.
Yeah.
I won't be in today,
I got 119 whoopie pie seeds. Did I mention I got a fridge full of cookies, too? All right, guys. Canada.
End of message.
Hey, guy, just for the record, never, ever, I don't even know what a whoopie pie looks like. Never had one.
I can't believe you've never had a whoopie pie.
Yeah.
I
mean, they're awesome.
They really are delicious.
Where do you get them?
Anywhere. Bakeries have them.
The bakery in Maine or in some parts of Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. Tuesday, 11:01 a.m.
Hello, Greg. I hear you're looking for a picture of my meat. This is Ben Cumberbatch. I haven't got one in my phone, but I'm sure Mrs. Shue does. Would you ask her to post one so I can win the Galemos grill and the tickets to Corn? Are you ready? Proper music there.
End of message.
Real nice, buddy.
Tuesday, 1:03 p.m.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, introducing tonight's Boston Bruins dinner captain, Lyndon Byers.
Who the hell is Lyndon Byers? He used to play for the Bruins. I don't know.
End of message.
Hey, I got. I was a banner captain.
When was that? Was that 2011?
Yeah.
Yeah. Round one, or was it?
Obviously early. Obviously. Yeah. Pre-game. It was actually during warm-ups.
It was an exhibition game.
Yeah, exactly.
Before the season started. Well, it's going to be bestie tonight, and you can take that to the bank. You can bet on that. I had the inside scoop on Belichick. Nailed that, and your flag banner captain this evening for Game 7 will be none other than Tom Brady.
Hillman, good luck. Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you, buddy.
Buddy.
I'll see you there tonight, I hope. I mean, I've been there since the beginning. You think I could just find a stray ticket or something? I mean, I don't...
You know, just one ducat over
that's
there,
all I
swing
need,
dog.
Maybe some kind
of... I've been with you since the beginning, swing dog.
I mean, I just need to be in the building. Mm-hmm. I can maneuver my way myself around once I get in the building. I just need to be in the building.
One ticket would be one thing, but Greg's request list for this game will rival LB's request list when he calls Kenny Casey from the Dropkicks for St. Patrick's Day.
No, just those of us who've been there since the beginning.
Message discarded. Tuesday, 1:19 p.m.
Quiet, watch this. Yes, hello. Yes, can I speak to the Queen, please? Speaking. Oh, good evening, Your Majesty. We were just making sure. Tell me, is your refrigerator running? Why, yes, it is. Well, you better catch it before it gets away. Oh, dear. You caught me again, didn't you? Naughty, naughty boys you are.
End of message.
If you missed the news story yesterday, there is a pizza delivery guy who is the laughingstock of London because he got an order for pizzas to be delivered to Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace, and he went ahead and brought the delivery right there. And he is really, truly the laughingstock of the entire city of London.
What proper Englishman doesn't know the address of Buckingham Palace?
Well, I know, you're right.
Tuesday, 4:37 p.m.
Hi, kid.
Yeah.
I'm down here at Half Hole's Garage watching the U.S. women's team win 13-0 over Thailand. Did I ever get to tell you about the 6-on-1 that I had there, kid?
End of message.
It is funny because I read the score, and that's the first thought that came to my mind was pushing the double beds together so we could all get on it.
Okay.
Oh, too much information. No, we don't want the visual on that.
No, thank you.
Were you on one bed and they were on the other one?
No. I'm smarter than that, kid. Preparation is the key to success.
4:01 a.m.
Hi. I'm just calling because my dad said I really want to go to the Bruins game. Can I get the tickets, please?
End of message.
Is that Will?
No, that was it. Remember, we had the call from the kid yesterday.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yes.
6:22 a.m.
I bought two tickets to the game tonight. Had to
spend my mortgage money on them. Looks like I'm getting divorced tomorrow.
End of message.
You know, I like the people who don't even try to rhyme. Like when they're doing their own parody song, right. voicemail message, right. they don't even bother to try to make anything rhyme.
We don't have time for that.
Right.
6:47 a.m.
Today is the day, the moment we have all been waiting for. Stand up, Boston. The Bruins are about to take the cup. Game 7 tonight. Let's go. Woo!
End of message.
Hype.
Woo! Message discarded.
Woo! Woo! Is that it or we got more? That's it. All right. Thank you for participating this morning during Hill Mail. Of course, if you're not going tonight, Bruins opening up their practice facility, their new practice facility, the Warrior Arena, or as we say in Massholia, the Warrior Arena, right over here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts, and that is where the watch party will be. No disrespect, I mean that, but why can't we do it outside like every other city? Is that a that a two-term Marty Walsh kind of thing? Is that what the
deal? That's for damn sure.
Like Jurassic Park?
Yeah. Well, I like that, though. I don't like the fact that it's called Jurassic Park or whatever, but I mean,
Well, they don't have anywhere. I mean, give everybody credit. They closed off Canal Street.
Yeah.
So you're going to be able to stand around. There's going to be like 13 bars. You're going to be able to tear it up. But they don't have the full open parking lot anymore over at the Garden. Mm. So there's nowhere to put anybody.
Well, why don't you put everybody out on City Hall Plaza? Why don't you put everybody...
That'd be a good call.
Why don't you put everybody out in the seaport somewhere? I mean,
Do you charge for it?
No, I wouldn't charge for it.
So what's the point? Like, I've never understood that.
What do you mean?
Well, so I want to drive into Boston, pay $50 for parking, to stand in a giant area to watch a 100-inch screen. I could be on my couch.
Some people would like
eating,
that.
Well, some people
pizza,
like
some people
Vittles.
Like the atmosphere.
Some people like to be out and about, LB,
right,
with
other fans.
What's the atmosphere? We suck because we don't have
thing
tickets.
Around the earth.
Under your collar this morning?
It's Combative Wednesday.
It's Combative Wednesday.
Oh, please. What's up?
You're such a fan.
No, you're just a prima donna.
Aren't you being a little prima donna right now? You won't go to an outdoor viewing party for a game seven?
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to drive into Boston or take the T into Boston, and I want to stand with 20,000 people, and then when I have to take a leak, it takes me a half an hour to get to the porta potty that's full up with a bunch of random dumps, and then 20 minutes back, and the score went from 3-0 Bruins to 5-3. Who are we playing?
St. Louis. So what's the point of the parade then? Because it's what you described even worse.
Oh, you're not supposed to say the P word on this show.
But too bad. There's a lot of P words I'm not supposed to say on this show, but I do.
No, again, the championship parade thing, you get to see the guys.
For 20 seconds.
Well, you don't like the parade?
But what is that? I don't even get your analogy.
My analogy is...
I don't get yours either.
You know I will explain
right.
it if you let me.
You know what, Daniel? You're right. You're always right. You're right.
Thank you. I know.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. And enjoy 19 dogs at home for the next 4 days.
I'm going to.
I know. Yeah. Throw the TV on. Watch the Bruins.
I will. Yeah. What I'm saying is you just said, why would you want to drive into Boston with 20,000 other people so you could watch, you know, the game on a 100-inch screen and like see.
They haven't won the championship. They're not rolling by in duck boats with the trophy.
I understand
that's the difference.
A lot of people would like to be out to be able to
beware.
Sell.
Beware. With a bunch of strangers.
Isn't that what's going
like
to happen when you're
game?
At the Garden, you donkey?
Can we just call it what it is? It's an open drunk fest.
And you
oh, and
have
you're
a problem
against
with that?
That? Wait a minute.
I'm flabbergasted.
This ends right now.
I've never done anything like that. I've never.
Because you can't get off the couch in your garage. Okay.
What are you talking about?
I was lucky enough to be with my son, Will. Thank you, Cam, and thank you, Charlie, and the Bruins for allowing me and my family to be on a duck boat.
It was listing to the side that you were standing on.
2011.
It was listing left. Yeah, listing right. Starboard.
Yes, it was. I almost lost Will. Will went over the edge. I had him by his feet.
Well, I mean, as long as you brought it up real quick, I'm just gonna say this. Because I don't believe the jinx exists anymore when it comes to the Bruins, because I've been at every game, yeah. And they've won every playoff game.
Basically. You should be there.
But let me ask you this. The ideal day, should they be successful tonight?
Yeah.
The ideal day for the parade would be Saturday, correct?
You would think.
It's not going to happen, right? Because the mayor doesn't like parades on Saturdays.
It'll be Friday.
Right? So it's going to have to be Friday.
Yep.
I mean,
Friday traffic is really easy.
Yeah.
So let's make it on Friday.
Because there's nobody like trying to work or get around anywhere or get out of the city
to
go away for the weekend or anything. Like, so that's
what. Plus, it's flag day.
That's what it's. That's, I guarantee you, that's what it's going to be when seriously, it should be a Saturday.
I agree.
It should be this Saturday.
Yeah.
Should be a state day off.
If
your sports team
wins a championship,
wins it all.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes. Next day, sure. Day off.
Yeah.
All right. We will theoretically be right back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This morning on the show and through the Greg Hill Foundation, we are raising money for the family of Michael Robidoux, who was a father of four, grandfather of four, who was killed last week. Last Thursday, when his vehicle was struck by a stolen car that was being driven by a repeat offender in our state. Mike owned Central Mass Towing in Auburn, and as is sadly often the case, Mike had no life insurance. And so this morning, we are matching your donations up to $5,000 for his family. And you can make your donation when you go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org. So far, you have donated today for this family $2,465.
Wow,
so
nice.
I thank you sincerely for that. Mm-hmm. I want to thank the City of Boston Credit Union for getting us started this morning. The family needs your help. We're going to match your donations if we hit 5,000 by the end of today, and then we will get a check directly to the family so that they can use that money for what they need to use it for right now. And that's the goal of the foundation, is to be able to get funds to families who are in emergency need situations immediately. And I am told that that Bill, who is Michael's son, is on the phone. Bill, are you there?
I'm here.
Thanks for joining us. Is Brittany there too?
She is.
Okay, and Brittany, Michael's wife, and we're really sorry. What's that?
Brittany's my wife.
Your wife. I am really, really sorry for your loss.
I appreciate it.
And I know that you wanted to check in this morning and let everybody know how the family is dealing with things.
Yeah, I'll let Brittany talk.
We're all, just trying to deal with, it's just kind of a unexpected thing. It was, completely sudden, and, it's traumatic and difficult to, understand why, why him versus, the jerk that hit him.
Yeah.
And, but we've been shown like a lot of love and support by like all of our family and friends and people who knew him and stuff like that. So the family is extremely appreciative of that.
Well, I've heard remarkable things and heard that he was a really popular guy roundabouts in Auburn and when it comes to the towing community. So not only a father of four, Bill, but a grandfather of four too. So yeah. I know that I know you, as you say, that you can take some comfort in that, and it's just an awful thing. And so, and I think the, you know, so far the listeners have stepped up and we're over $2,500 donated. And so we'll see if we can get over 5,000 by the end of today. And we will match that. Okay.
That's awesome. We appreciate it. We just want to, you know, say that, Mike was definitely one of a kind and everybody knows that, you know, there really isn't anybody else who could walk in a room and, you know, say the things that he said and the amount of enthusiasm that he said it in. And he was just a doting and generous, super loving person. And, you know, he'll be greatly missed.
Yeah. Well, listen, we will, we'll be thinking about you guys and sending thoughts and prayers your way. And please reach out if there's anything else. I know there's a lot of listeners who would like to help ongoing with you guys. So please reach out if there's anything else that we can do for you guys.
Thank you. We really appreciate it. We do.
All right. And I know it's tough, Bill, but thanks for calling in this morning.
Thank you very much.
All right. So you can donate when you go to thegreghillfoundation.org. And... you know, I think this is something that really needs to be talked about in this state of ours, where you have a guy like Mike who is driving down the road and you got another guy in a stolen vehicle who is a quote on something and has been in trouble countless times and is out on $500 bail.
$50.
Well, in this particular case, I believe that this offender was, and I need to get clarification on this, but I am told that this offender may have been assisted by the Massachusetts Bail Fund, which is a fund that exists to help those who can't make the $500 bail.
Wow.
Get themselves out. And so the fact that a guy who had been found by police a couple of different times in the homes of others when on something is out and about to steal a vehicle and to ram into somebody and take their life is an absolute shame, and we don't hold people accountable. The judges in this state don't hold people accountable, and this ends up being unfortunately the result. So it is, you know, you got somebody who's got a revoked license, he's got countless convictions on his record. And he's out on $500 bail,
right,
and not showing up for probation. And the next time you see him, this is what he's doing. So
that's insanity. Yeah,
it's complete insanity. So thank you to those who have already donated this morning, and to those of you that will, thank you so much. It's a tax deductible donation when you go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org. And now the news. And the news this hour is brought to you by...
The 99. Summertime equals lobster time, and the 99 Restaurants has three colossal lobster rolls to choose from. Get the hot buttered, the original, or the new BLT, all packed with 100% North Atlantic lobster. The 99, always the real deal. Brought to you also this hour by Cantiani Insurance. The nice weather is here, And it will only get better. If you're putting your bike on the road or your boat in the water, talk to Cantiani first. Visit CantianiAgency.com or their locations in Worcester or Douglas, Mass. Cantiani Insurance, where you always come first. Did you want to talk about the robot uprising, Greg? And what's happening with that?
Why don't we get to that at 9:05? Let's do the news right now.
So John Stewart testified in front of Congress yesterday. He scolded members of the House Judiciary Committee for not renewing funding for first responders that were affected during the 9/11 attacks.
I mean, the man absolutely nailed this.
Yes.
And first of all, half of the Congress people who were supposed to be there weren't there. I mean, honestly, today I'd probably vote for John Stewart if he wanted to run for some kind of public office after this yesterday. But it's a shame that these people who are sick, never mind those who've already passed away, but these people who are sick, who were willing to go sacrifice themselves at Ground Zero, can't get the help that they deserve and that we should give to them. And here's what John Stewart said yesterday.
Behind me, a filled room of 9/11 first responders. And in front of me, a nearly empty Congress. Sick and dying, they brought themselves down here to speak. To no one. It's shameful. It's an embarrassment to the country, and it is a stain on this institution. And you should be ashamed of yourselves for those that aren't here, but you won't be. Because accountability doesn't appear to be something that occurs in this chamber. They did their jobs with courage, grace, tenacity, humility. 18 years later, do yours. Thank you.
Well done by John Stewart. And he's absolutely right.
100%.
Absolutely, absolutely right. All right, what else is going on today?
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh and Somerville Mayor Joseph Curtatone not happy that there was another T derailment yesterday. The Red Line train that derailed during the morning commute yesterday, that's the second time in a week after a Green Line train derailed just about a week ago. And they want answers. They want to know exactly what is going on and what the MBTA is going to do about it.
Well, I think the mayor... Both of those mayors are right. It pains me to say it about the clown Curtatone over there, but
that's Curtatone.
Curtatone. But I mean, there needs to be. They got to do something. They really should blow the thing up and start all over again. Is that a possibility?
No,
or is it?
No, you can't do that.
Yeah.
It's kind of making it harder for them to prove their case for any kind of budget increase that they've been wanting.
Can we just bring on the flying cars? I mean, when are the flying cars happening?
That'll be safe.
Okay, first of all, that's ridiculous because the way people drive now is crazy. Can you imagine flying cars falling from the sky constantly?
I'd be willing to risk it if we could avoid derailments.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, what else is going on?
Updating Big Poppy's condition. He had a second surgical procedure after arriving here in Boston at Mass General Hospital and reportedly took a few steps last night. So Big Poppy making way toward recovery, which is great news. Meanwhile, police have charged one individual and the accomplice has been identified. In fact, I did just get a news alert a little while ago that I think a few more individuals have been identified in connection with the shooting. Let's see here. Yep. According to NBC 10, multiple people have been detained. Multiple people. Wow. So they're making a little progress over there.
Well, you know, the guy who was basically beaten up by the bystanders is claiming that he was just a motorcycle taxi driver.
Oh.
Right.
And he had no idea where they were going. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you buy into that or not, but...
By the way, motorcycle taxi, last place Greg is going. Unless it's St. Barth's.
Yes.
Well, you know, it is cheap.
Yeah.
When I was in high school.
Yes.
I was forbidden from riding a motorcycle by OG Mrs. Hill. She was very nervous about any kind of activity I might partake in. And didn't I decide to be a rebel without a cause and hop on the back of my friend Scott Keith's motorcycle?
No.
And wasn't I wearing shorts? And didn't I burn the absolute the crap out of my leg on the exhaust pipe?
Oh yeah,
because I'm an amateur, and of course Mrs. Hill immediately knew that I had ridden a motorcycle. I think I was grounded for a month.
Did you sue him and get the motorcycle you're going to sue?
I should have. Oof.
It's the Hill Chopper.
I don't know. I mean, I know the police down there, law enforcement in the Dominican Republic, has attempted to make it clear that none of these individuals involved were police officers, as was reported early on.
Right.
So here's a 978 text that says, "How disgusting are the people who are tweeting the video of his mistress and his sister fighting in the hospital." I don't know. I don't know where you stand on whether that. I mean, I don't know. Where do you stand on tweeting all this stuff? I mean, some people don't.
The world we live in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't have to accept it.
But when we talked about the legislation being considered here in Massachusetts about restricting facial recognition software use by the government, and I mentioned privacy issues. And, you know, you say, "I'll be," you can't get away from it. It's true. Nothing you do is private anymore. Any private somebody's going to text in and say there's no expectation of privacy in a public place, and I get that. But even, like, personal intimate moments, like having a conversation at dinner with someone. Someone's always got their phone out. You're always video. You're always on. It's just like, let people do their own thing.
Yeah.
It's none of your business.
Well, this is somebody. Have you seen the video?
I haven't seen it yet. I'd seen people comment about it, but I haven't watched it yet.
It's somebody who is in the hospital, and there's a scrum, and, you know, it's reported to be his. It's reported in two different ways. One way it's reported is it's the girlfriend or the wife of the drug lord, mm-hmm. and the sister of Big Poppy, and then the other way it's reported is that it is a couple of a different side pieces or what have. But I mean, I don't know that.
I feel for his family, right? Mm-hmm. So his wife Tiffany and his kids, because you don't know what's because now Poppy gets shot, then he's in the hospital. We don't know what's going on. Okay, so the family already has to deal with that. Then the tabloid news comes out. And regardless of what is or isn't true with regard to that, now his wife and his kids already who are concerned about, you know, A, his safety and B, his life, have to hear about all this stuff. It's just...
But it's 2019. You know, there's someone that's, you know, obviously we don't know where all the pieces fall in this with all the chicks. But ultimately it falls back on Big Poppy, right? I mean, you know, I love the guy. He's shot.
I don't know.
He's fighting for his life.
I just think it sucks for the people to care about him.
Did he have three side pieces and they're brawling in the hospital?
I don't know.
That's not their fault.
But do we need to see them fighting?
Right, but
do we need
to keep
it's 2019. We see everything happen all day, every day, everywhere.
But
why would you think you wouldn't see that? It's Big Poppy.
I think it goes back to the argument that just because you can do something, i.e., tweet this out or whatever, doesn't mean you should.
Right.
You mean like where the most popular place for the last week and a half has been for Instagram models to take photos?
Mm.
Do you know where it is?
No.
Chernobyl.
Yeah. Did you see the one with the paper suit half off?
Yes. Yes. So the Instagram models are all going to Chernobyl to take photos in the hazmat suits with them half off.
right?
And their buttocks on full display.
So here we are. We brought a Geiger counter with us just to double check and make sure that everything was cool. The rating is below like 3.6, so I think we're fine.
There was a Geiger counter selfie too. Did you see that one?
Yes, I did.
Jeez.
Yes, I did.
That's like, after knowing what happened there, well, from the guy we talked to, not from the HBO special, but after knowing what happened there and the people that died and everything like that.
Would you go there to take Instagram selfies so you could get your likes up?
Right? Get your likes up?
Yeah.
I mean, would you equate that to going to Auschwitz and the people who took the selfies there?
Yeah.
You know, what happened there? Come on, people.
Here's a 781 text that says, I'm sorry, but LB is right. This is all on David Ortiz, not on anybody on Twitter or anybody in the media.
But I don't care if it's Big Poppy or your next door neighbor. Like, I'm not saying he should be given special privileges because he's Big Poppy. Mind your own friggin' business.
What are you talking about? What are you in a cave?
I don't right now.
It doesn't mean we have to accept it.
It doesn't mean you have to do it.
Doesn't mean you have to say, "Oh, well, it's going to happen." Whatever. Just whatever. I'm not going to say whatever. I'm going to say you don't have to do that.
You don't have to invade someone's privacy at a
bad time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.